God Jesus, we thank you. God Jesus, we adore you. God Jesus, we love you. Amen. God Jesus.
God Jesus, the Son of God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your body coming to this planet. We thank you for your illumination of your light. We thank you for your divine Holy Spirit that's within each and every soul that listens to us and beyond. We love you. We praise you in the name of Jah Jesusi, baby.
Thank you, Jah Jesusi, sweetheart, darling, baby, son of the Father. We thank you for the privilege that we are legally allowed to talk to you and to praise you, Jah Jesus. We thank you that you took on human form and you came down as a baby to redeem us as young men from a child on up and young women from a child on up. We thank you, gracious, eternal Christ. We worship you. We adore you on this great May 17, Sunday, 2015, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
God Jesus, the eternal energy, we thank you for being with us 24/7. We thank you for renewing ourselves. We thank you for your love within us. We thank you for the cosmic Christ that's around us, all through us, all through the universe. We thank you for your love and wisdom that dwell within us. We thank you for your protection power, the power of the Holy Kungaite. That power, that energy. We love you. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you love body beings and you are anxious to come in there. We just have to let you in. We thank you for that. God Jesus, Holy Spirit. God Jesus, Holy Spirit. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
We thank you for forever and ever, Jah Jesusi, sweet life, Jah Jesusi Christ, energy, Jah Jesusi, holy fire, holy God, Christ, energy.
Jesus, yes, I all the way, but so do I.
God, Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. Jah Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas on this great day.
Jah Jesus, baby.
Gloria. I tell you, we are so excited, sweethearts, to come to you live on this great day from the Royal Republic of Thailand, Shangri-La, from all the way from the top of the planet to the bottom of the planet to the west of the planet to the east of the planet, from the realms of the eternal light of the heavens to the bowels of the regions of hell. We greet you in the glorious name of Jah Jesus, baby. We are so gratified to be able to come to you live and to glorify the eternal energy, the Holy Spirit of love, the great light of the universe. You know, the Holy Spirit was talking to me the other day, and I don't downgrade any denominations. There are some things I agree and some things I don't agree, but the Holy Ghost knows everything. And so the Holy Spirit authorized me to bring this up. The Jehovah's Witnesses, wonderful, nice people, but they do not endorse the praise to the Son of God. Like I said, this is not to tear down the people, but because of what the Holy Spirit of love gave to me, I must speak the truth. I must establish what was granted through visions, revelations, and live talk from the Christ eternal royal energy. In Jehovah's Witness movement, they teach that God, Jehovah, is the Father, and people wonder, did the Jehovah Witness and create the name Jehovah for God? No, absolutely not. That was God's eternal name, the Father, from eons of time, also transliterated as Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, and Elohim is the a term for the name God in ancient language. So they teach that when you want to be forgiven for your sins, you pray to God. You ask Jehovah to forgive you. You don't pray to Jesus, according to them, because they believe that Jesus is the Archangel Michael. Now, Michael, the Archangel, or Michael Jackson, the rock star, of course, they didn't put that in there, but I'm throwing that in there. You don't pray to neither one. You can talk to Michael Jackson or to Michael the Archangel, But you can talk to any angel because God has given us angels, you know, to help us out. But we worship Jah, Jesus Christ. And the Jehovah's Witnesses, wonderful, beautiful people, they do not believe in worshiping the Son of God. They endorse not to worship the Son of God. They got a problem. We love them. I will talk to any Jehovah's Witness I have. I went to school with one, Elliot Haynes, a sweetheart friend of mine. And if you're listening over there in the great state of Ohio, I love you, sweetheart. To this very day, we went to college together back in the days. But we just get differences. And he respected my difference. I respect his differences. But the Holy Spirit had me bring that up, that it's imperative to acknowledge the Son of God. You heard me say, Merry Christmas. This is Christmas season. I still got my Christmas garland up. It came down and it went right back up about, a few days later after that, it changed colors. But we just really are gung-ho for Jesus Christ. So that was given or inspired to me that to bring that up about Jehovah, Jehovah's Witness. They don't pray to Jesus. And the wonderful Mormon people, they got some great doctrines, great scriptures, the Book of Mormon, for a great price, and Doctrines and Covenants, and they endorse you don't pray to Jesus. You pray to the Eternal Father in the name of Jesus. And the Christ Scientist Movement, let me see if I get that right, Christian Scientists, I believe, with Mary Baker Eddy. I studied under their theology, and they say you don't pray to Jesus. You pray to God, the Eternal Spirit. And they say that God has no corporal body or being. They pray to the invisible. Okay, that's kind of cool, but it ain't fully cool if you throw Jesus out. My brother, is Jesus worthy of praise?
You better believe it. He is the main ingredient. Without Jesus, like we said before, it wouldn't be no planet Earth because the Father, was the Father Jehovah, he was going to give up on all this. I mean, because they would just falling apart. You know, Jesus came on the scene, begged the Father, and this hard planet, he made it. There's no planet in the universe like planet Earth that you can grow and become gods and goddesses at a faster rate. You know, is planet Earth. This is his experiment. Your body, there's no bodies like this, it's hard flesh like that. Most bodies in other worlds, which is trillions of them, is celestial, you know, and it takes eons for them to get to the state that we can get while living on planet Earth. We are blessed to live here because within a 60-year, 90-year, 100-year period, you can become a god. Nowhere else you can do that. They have to wait. They don't like this planet, people from other planets, but then they envy you because you can grow at a rapid pace, baby. We are zooming. You know how America is. They zoom, you know. So this is a zooming planet, you know. So, hey, get into fix with Jah Jesus, like my brother said. There's a lot of people out there talking about you don't praise Jah Jesus. Try it for yourself.
Yeah.
Try it. That's what you say. Try it for yourself. Start praising Jah Jesus. It's a lot of Muslims that's really getting into Jah Jesus.
Amen.
And they're praising, and they ain't saying nothing, but they're getting into Jah, saying, hey, it's something to this. You got to have the inner witness. You got to have the personal, relationship with Jah Jesus. And when you start praising him, he can come to you personally through the Holy Spirit. He can come directly to you in the celestial physical body that he has, and he will let you know that he is real.
You get that right, baby. Does Jesus have nice favor? Does he got a thumb?
He has a thumb. He has a physical body.
He do?
Yeah, he still has. My brother is correct, you know. I'm glad he's asking these questions. It's a lot of people think he don't have a physical body. They say he has some other kind of body.
Hysterical.
No, no, no.
Oh.
He was born of flesh just like everybody else here. He was born of flesh just like everyone here.
He's a human God.
He's a human God. And see, you want to serve a human God? You have one you can serve and worship. He's the human God. He has a fleshy body. Then he walked perfect. And then was transfigured. Transfigured, that means that your body becomes illuminated with light. It transformed. It's a physical body, but it transformed into a physical, glorified, light body. And he still has that body today. When you see him, you can see the sword, you can see all that, his hand, because he had a physical body.
Does he smoke a blunt up in the heavenly?
Yeah, they do smoke blunts. No, they don't. marijuana.
Like Colorado,
no,
USI.
No, that's a shame that that's going. But you know what?
Okay.
In the Garden of Eden, that was the apple that they took, the marijuana plant.
Yeah, a great first parent.
The aggressive first place. People don't know that.
Right.
They say the apple, that's a code.
Yes. Right.
It was the marijuana that opened up the mind. That's why you shouldn't do it, because that's another way. You know, we don't want to get into that, but you shouldn't take the marijuana, because that's just taking you twists in between, and all kinds of stuff can happen to you because you're not going through the Christ energy. When you go through the Christ energy, Jesus Christ energy, and become illuminated and open up mind, it comes at the right time. There, people see a little light, they see all this stuff, they can't handle it because they're not ready. Their body is not ready for it because they didn't go through the proper channels of Jesus. And first of all, you go, like people talking about the Father, yeah, if they really worship the Father, get on that, the Father's Spirit would draw you to Jesus.
Right.
That's what it says, the Scripture says. My brother, the Scripture, it draws you to Jesus. Then once you get in love with Jesus, you praise Him, then you get the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Geisy, whatever it is, it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You get that Spirit, and then you're on your way.
That's fantastic right there. So if we acknowledge the Son of God, like the Scripture says, that we come to Jesus Christ, Jesus said Christ in the book of John, the third chapter, he says, "And you, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Come to Jesus. And so coming to Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, it is a realistic, magnanimous experience. Like my loving brother said earlier, you heard that many millions of Muslims, Islamic people, are coming to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is giving them a personal visitation, and they are finding out that this Jesus Christ is real. You see, sweethearts, the Scriptures has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost inspired the apostles and the prophets to put together in a compilation of the sacred scrolls that is known as the Holy Biblia or the Holy Bible. And that great book, you know, it's magnanimous. Like I said yesteryear, over 89% of the Christian churches do not believe the Holy Bible. They say they do, but they really don't, because if they really do, they would stop telling lies and stop telling people not to worship Jesus Christ. Now, this is not only restricted to the Jehovah's Witness or the Mormon Church. I am speaking in the evangelical world. There are people on the network Christian television. They're going out. I'm not going to mention any names, but they know who the Nigbites are. And they say they teach against worshiping the Son of God. And they talk about that. You don't have to do that, and you go to the Father only. But let me help you out. First of all, the Holy Bible, that in His Royal Majesty King James, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, a total in the canon of 66 books of the Bible. There are 1,189 chapters in the Holy Bible, especially in the Royal King James Version. And there are 800 words in the Bible from Genesis 1 in to Revelation, the 22nd chapter, in. Amen. Because in the first word it says in, the beginning, God, in Genesis. Now, in the great Scriptures, it has a lot of good truth in there. It reveals how people think. It reveals what the prophets were going through. It reveals how dumb some of the prophets were. Then you say, wait a minute. Well, let me quote a few. In the book of Psalms, David and various ones, Asaph, they said, O Lord God, Jehovah, why have you hid your face from me? Do not forsake me. They didn't realize. The Almighty God, Jehovah or Jesus Christ, never forsake. Isn't that right, my brother?
Very true.
They never. God never forsake any of His people. And so a lot of the prophets prayed kind of frantically, frenetically, and ignorantly, but it was all due to growing up. And so the Scripture, it explains their personality, how smart they were, how not too smart they were, and how spiritual they attained, and how lack of faith some of them were. You see? So it's imperative to know what you're studying. Some people of the prophets were mystified and just could not believe that Moses could be translated. So they said God, and I spoke about this before, they said God buried Moses. Well, let me let you know that God is not into the burial business. You leave that up to the funeral parlors. God is into light, into life. That's why He sent Jesus Christ, to give us life and light. and spirit and power. And so people, they get this confusion that, well, Gideon Moses died because he did not cross over to the promised land. No, he was in chastisement training school. He didn't. That's true. He didn't cross over. And Joshua, the prophet, crossed the people over. And many of them were cursed by the, you know, because they mocked God and they did not give thanks and praise to Jesus. But sweethearts, think about that. In the book of the I believe it's the sixth chapter of St. John, and probably in Matthew also, it verifies of the transfiguration of Moses. Moses the prophet was a transfigured being. Transfigured beings, like my brother said, they got their physical bodies. Enoch of old, Genesis 5, chapter verse 24, Hebrews 11, chapter verse 5 and 6, they have their physical bodies. It says, by faith, Enoch was translated by the faith energy of the Holy Ghost. He was translated, and they did not experience physical death, and they were not found in grubby mortality because they were lifted up into paradise with their physical body, with their thumbs on their noses. They had thumbs and they had a nose. You see, this is important to know because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has a thumb and a nose and eyes and hands and feet and body and language and fish. He has everything that humans have and much more glorified. Why? Because he overcame death. He allowed himself to die on the tree to sacrifice the purpose, you know, that people may come to the light of Jesus Christ and be forgiven for their sins. That's why he is so worthy to be worshipped, to be praised, to be adored, to be exalted, and definitely to be loved. You see? So it is expedient that we acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. It's expedient that we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. It's necessary to include Jesus Christ in our life, in our communion, in our tongue, in our style. That's the energy, baby. That's why Douglas has so much energy, because he knows about Jesus. He said he's been working so much he can't stop. He's a Martian. Glory to Jesus Christ. But that's beautiful the way he said that. But we should rest. Yes, when you do rest on the Sabbath, which is Jesus Christ is our Sabbath, and as we rest in the light of Jesus Christ, we just worship him, meditate, and recuperate, and we rejuvenate. When you rest and praise Jesus Christ in the quietude of your moments of thought, and you feel his presence flowing through you, that rejuvenates your body, your organs are energized, your spirit is magnified, and your mind is glorified through the Christ-like energy. Now, we're covering a lot of subjects, but we don't plan the subject. The Holy Spirit is the controller of this program. The Holy Ghost directs us what to say, how to say, when to say, what not to say, what to refrain from saying, what to cite. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord is that Spirit. That's in 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, verse 17. That's a very good chapter that you should check out and look at it and study. Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ is that Spirit, that means the light of Christ, Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit, is in us to die. We are temples of the Holy Ghost. How are you a temple of the Holy Ghost? It's by magnifying Jesus Christ, repenting of all your sins. You see, when you come to Jesus, and you that are out there ready to commit suicide, stop. I command you to stop in the name of Jesus Christ right now and talk to Jesus. Well, I don't know him. It's okay, sweetheart. Just start talking and communicating with Jesus Christ and call on the Son of God with fervent desire and call upon him as though you need him, and you will find out that you do need him. We need him every day of the month, every year, and it's imperative because when you do that, you will feel a release. Jesus Christ is the creator of this world. Jesus Christ is the lover of this world. Jesus Christ has all this authority, all this power, all this energy, all this spirit, and he's ready to share it with you because he prayed the prayer to the Father in the 17th chapter of St. John. That's a beautiful chapter to study and pray that prayer because Jesus prayed to the Father, and Jesus said that I have given them your word, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, and I have glorified them, and I will glorify them, and all them that you gave me, Father, they love me. You see, there it is, like my brother said earlier, the Father Almighty God will draw you to Jesus Christ. You have to be driven to Jesus Christ, and then you know you truly worship the Father. By worshiping the Son of God, Jesus Christ, then you can receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That is the magnanimous power that transforms, transfigures, and exalts the body from physical death to glorious life. Now, there's some people that want to live only to be 120. That's real nice. That's dainty. Because we can live longer than 120 because Methuselah lived 969 years and he translated. I know the traditional King James say he died. That's what some of the writers assumed because they could not see people living forever. And some of the stuff, like I say, out of the sacred canon was taken out. There are more than 66 books, but that's what they compiled together in His Royal Majesty King James Version and most of the Bibles. But the Jerusalem Bible, it has 72 books. And the Septuagint books, the Septuagint version, I believe they have 76 books. So there is a lot left out of the Apocrypha and the lost books of the Bible, the Odes of Solomon, and it exalts Jesus Christ. Anything that entices a man to pray and to worship Jesus Christ and to exalt Jesus Christ is of Jesus Christ. You see, it's very simple. So we need to turn our hearts and our minds over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be restricted bound. Don't be word bound. Don't even be Bible bound, but be Christ bound. Because when you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ will direct you. The Lord Jesus Christ will guide you, and the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, will be your motivator, your inspirator, your intelligent force flowing through your being. This is imperative and important to worship Jesus Christ.
You got that right, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. That's the only way is Jah Jesus. He's the only way. You know, a lot of people, like they say, they want to worship the Father. They talk about the Father in the church. Okay, that's nice. Okay, you can worship. Like I said before, Jah Jesus is the God and is the Father of this planet.
That's right.
Allah, Jehovah, gave it to him.
Right.
So Jehovah gave it to Jesus, you know, all this power and glory.
Amen.
So Jehovah is a very powerful being,
yes.
But, you know, he has no jurisdiction on this planet.
He don't?
No.
But he's God Almighty.
He's God Almighty. He gave it, his word is one. He gave it all to Jah Jesus.
All of it?
All of it.
To the Son of God.
To the Son of God. Because the Son of God is the Redeemer of this planet.
But he's the physical God.
He's the physical God.
Oh.
See, let's go further.
Okay.
Jah Jesus know more about us physical beings and what we go through than Jehovah. You know why?
Why?
Because he came and lived on this planet 33 years plus. And plus, he lived in a physical body, and he knows what everybody goes through, from the person, if they're gay, they're lesbian. That's why he has so much compassion. Whatever you do, if you steal, you kill, if you have that, whatever, he went through it. He felt it. He knows more than Jehovah.
So he knows that I like hugging Leslie?
Yeah. He knows that you like hugging Leslie.
Leslie's hug real
we're
good.
Good. Yeah. He likes, he loves all people. And the reason he can do this is because he knows that he went through how people, what they do, if it's bad or good, he knows. You know? So this being Jah Jesus, he knows, I can say honestly, on this planet Earth, he knows what you go through. That's why you can talk to Jah Jesus, the physical Son of God. It's legal.
It is?
It's very legal.
But,
so people are just saying, well, I can't say what church. What are you talking about? There's only one church.
Oh, that's
But what church are you talking about, my brother?
Well, some of them churches on television programs and religious programs. I'm not going to mention denominations to be respectful. But there are some people that they be teaching, and even some of the so-called charismatics, and they say that you don't worship Jesus or you don't pray to Jesus. You only pray to God and Jesus.
Okay, do they have scripture to back that up?
They say they do, and let me give it to you.
Okay, I want my brother to give them the scripture that backs up that we praise and worship Jesus, the Lord Christ.
Okay, yes. Okay, now these people, they say that in the book of the St. John, and that's why I always tell you and inspire people to read the chapter 14, 15, 16, key scriptures to Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. And you can throw 17 in there because that's where Jesus prayed to God and energy and got a grand result. He prayed for us 2,000 years ago. So in the book of John, in the 16th chapter, it says, Jesus said, I'm ascending. I'm about to depart from this world to go to my Father after his resurrection and his assassination. And he said, I'm going away, and you will no longer talk to me, but you will talk to the Father in my name. Now let's get the original Greek. Jesus was going into a ruach energy, Holy Ghost, the power, the fire. So as he was saying, you will no longer talk to me as a mortal being. I was once, but now I am immortal. See, Jesus Christ is immortal. He got a physical body, but he's immortalized. He's a God. So talking to him like he was before he died, that's what he's referring to. You won't talk to me like I was before I was assassinated. That was in one great level, because Jesus grew from grace to grace, glory to glory. Now, common sense knows everybody should call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in us. The Holy Spirit energy has placed that scripture and truth within us. Even those who don't know scripture, they know that's truth. I was talking to a sweetheart, Heidi, the other day, known as yesterday, and I was out of the Buddha, like, walking around, you know, eye condition, lack of vision. I was up there near a busy street, and it was after hours. It was like, I didn't realize it was 11:30 at night, but I've been at so many different time zones and different countries, hither and thither, and she said, "Oh, Jesus." That's the way she said it. "You were up there over there?" I liked the way she said, "Oh, Jesus." I said, "I should do that more often. My brother go out in the danger zone just to hear her call on Jesus." But see, she didn't say, "Oh, Jehovah, oh, Zoroaster, oh, Allah, oh, El Shaddai." And she said, "Oh, Jesus." And she didn't say, "Oh, Osiris, oh, Gabriel, oh, Michael, the archangel." She said, "Jesus." Why? Because God Almighty has put the DNA in each of us to call on the name of the Son. So getting back to that scripture that my brother asked, and many other people asking that, yes, it is legalized to worship and to pray to Jesus Christ. I don't know what these niggas might think, that they're pumping up this doctrine, don't pray to the Son of God. When you heard my brother say many times that Jesus Christ sacrificed his life, and he said Jesus Christ is the Father of this earth in the heavens. It's been given him all authority by the Lord Jehovah, the merciful, loving God, has turned everything over to the Son of God. And the Son of God, like my brother said earlier, that he created this planetary system and this world and many other ones. So therefore, Jesus Christ, sweethearts, is worthy to be praised. Now, let me get some scriptures in the book of Matthew. At the beginning, when Jesus was born, in the first chapter, in verse 21, it says, "And they she shall bring forth a son," speaking of the Virgin Mary, "she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus," or Jesus. And some versions, they just say, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins." And when he was born in the stable over there in the Bethlehem, Israel, when he was born, it said people from afar off and people from all over the country, including Iraq and Iran, Persia, Babylon, America, before people knew America, and the Philippine Islands, and Germany, and Russia, Scandinavia, Hungary, and Asia, all over Rome, people were coming to worship this child known as Jesus. That's the beginning of the Christmas story of excitement. And so they came, and they kept coming as he was developing from a baby to 2 years old when they were living in the house of light. And therefore, as they were coming, and they said they brought Jesus gifts, and they bowed down and they worship him. You see, so all these people couldn't have said that you don't pray and worship Jesus. Something is wrong with their mind. Something is wrong with their dick or something. I don't know. They must get the dick juice in their mind, my brothers. They're confused. They ain't got no pop, pop, pop. They ain't got no energy. Because, you see, and that's another story for maybe for this time zone, about that juice that I spoke about, dick juice. That's the semen that's in your brain, and that's power right there. People think it's only for sexual pleasure. No, no, no. That energy is spirit of God in manifest form, and that is the energy that can transform your very physical body. Now, getting on this continued subject, that it is in our DNA, in RNA, to worship Jesus Christ. It is built up in us, and those of wise men, and Merry Christmas, sweethearts, by the way, and those Oriental men, and the great kings and princes and princesses, they came over and they bowed to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they worshiped Jesus Christ. They presented him with wonderful gifts of frankincense and myrrh and gold and everything that should be. And you see, if they worship Jesus Christ as a young baby, and they worship him as a teenager, who in the earth are you to say that we don't worship him today when he should be much more worshipped? Because I got scripture. The book of John, the first chapter, it says, "In the beginning, the word Jesus was. In the beginning, Jesus was with God, and Jesus was the same as God, and Jesus Jesus was with God, and all things were made by Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, the worlds were formed. And through Jesus Christ, the light he giveth to men, the light of life. And the light was planted in each human being that came to the planet by Jesus Christ. And it lighted every man. And it says that Jesus Christ became flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Now, think about that. The Creator, Jesus Christ, came in the flesh, the Son of the Father. Some of the religious people call him the second person of Godhead. I won't argue with that. I'm just telling you what the Scripture says. Jesus said, I am first and I am last. He's beyond second. He rules and super rules and supremely rules. He is the King of love, the King of glory, the Prince of the universe, the King of infinity, the Master of joy, the glory of jubilation, the Christ of crystallization, the Lord of exaltation. You see, this reality is real, as the nation Israel is real. We must acknowledge it, we must fulfill it, and we must believe it. Now, also, in the book of, glory to Jesus, in the book of glory to Jesus, that's the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews, you heard me quote that scripture many times before, and many ministers are allergic to that scripture, but I'll help you out. First chapter, verse 6, God said, Jehovah said, and let all, A-L-L, in Greek, all means all. In Hebrew, A-L-L means all. On the television commercial, all means a detergent when you wash your clothes, A-L-L, all of them. So the good news is, God said, let all angels worship my first begotten who is coming into the world. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. God, Jehovah, has given the commandment that we worship his son. If you really, really, really want to be a true Jehovah's Witness, if you really, really want to be a good Mormon, if you really want to be a good Catholic or a good Baptist, Presbyterian, a Mennonite, an Amorite, or a Quaker, or a Presbyterian, or a Methodist, or Episcopal, Church of God, or Church of Christ, Church of God in Christ, Church of Christ Anderson, or whatever denomination, sweetheart, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, worship Jesus Christ. Worship Jesus Christ brings happiness to you because the scripture declares that God is excited. God is excited because he brought forth his Holy Son into the world. And so therefore, you need, we need, I, we, me, brother, all of us need, and we do, those that love him, worship Jesus Christ. And as we worship Jesus Christ, like my brother said, we can get the God's holy, the power of the universe, the power of love. That's what this is all about, getting excited, getting wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the Lord Jesus Christ. The key is to be young. Like I touched on it earlier, people want to live to be 120 only. That's nothing, man. Just to give you a 120 looking like an old hag. That ain't cool. You know, if you live to be 120, you want to be a young hag, or maybe not a hag at all. You want to be a young chick, a spring chicken, you see? So the name of the game is to be like Jesus Christ, to be young. We do not have to age. Why? Well, it's not the will of God the Father, nor is it the will of the Lord Jesus Christ to age. Jesus said in the 6th chapter of the book of St. John, if you believe in me, and you trust in me, and you love me, you can live forever. I am Jesus. I am the bread of life. And he that eateth me and drinketh me shall never experience death. Look how cool, look how hot that is, sweetheart. To be in love with the prophet, a priest, and a king, a God who can give life abundant. You don't have to croak. You don't have to die. You don't have to donate your body to science because you will be the living science without physical death. Now, if you want to die, go ahead. Just will me all your money. Send it to my post office box. You get it. You get the address. And just send all your money to me if you want to die. But if you want to live, sweetheart, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you are 155 years of age, you can be young. Or you can be 155 and you can be old. It's all up to you. Why? The book of Deuteronomy, and it declares in the 28th chapter about the cursings and the blessings. And it also declares, I have given you, Yahweh states, I have given you a choice, life or death, health or infirmity. Sickness is infirmity, which is sickness. Beauty or ugliness, you choose. Look at the three agencies that we got on the planet Earth. That's where Laiba and Atibodome, they had the choice to choose, and they went to smoke that blunt, and the charges smoke it, and then they messed up. But the power of Jesus Christ is able to forgive. Anyone that's smoking the blood today, come to Jesus, baby. You want to get high? I tell you, the greatest high of the universe is Jesus Christ Almighty. Because when you inhale and you breathe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, you will feel good inside and outside of your body. Because the real game is to be high in the light of Jesus Christ. And that high supersedes LSD, Mary Jane, or blunt, what they call it, marijuana, and any other stuff, Seagram 7 gin, Gordon gin, McNulty's whiskey, 2-11 beer, Budweiser, whatever the situation may be. Why? Because everybody is looking for a feeling. And the true feeling is in the light of Jesus Christ. And all humans are built with engineered energy to come to Jesus Christ, not robotic style, but to come in love, to come in jubilation, to come hugging the Son of God. The Son of God has all this love. So as we speak about living abundant life, that Jesus Christ came to give, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Too many ministers are glorifying physical death. Do you have to die? No, you don't have to. I just told you. It's in the 6th chapter of St. John and the 8th chapter of St. John, verse 51. Jesus said, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never experience death. Look at that. That ain't talking about the death of the soul. That's talking about the spirit. That's talking about a physical body is able to live forever. Enoch proved it in the bowl, and Elijah in 2 Kings, the 2nd chapter, he proved it. How many times do I got to tell you, wonderful, beautiful people? Okay, we'll just keep telling you until you get it, because we're getting a lot of new listeners of all over the planetary system, and we inspire you because you are missing out on the joy. You are living only 8% of your brain power out of 100, O saints of the Most High Jesus, by not believing in truth. And the scripture speaks it right out. Joy is of the saints, and who can put that up a day alone? It's time to be joyful, not down and out and sad. But if you want to continue your sadness, go ahead. You have the freedom. Keep on rejecting the Son of God, and you can be a sad sack. You can be an old hag if you want. You have the choice, sweetheart. This is scripture doctrine. This is the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, backed up by Jehovah God the Father, backed up by the supreme energy known as the Holy Ghost, the energy of all on every couch, the great Christ-like energy. So you know what? I can go home and go to sleep right now because I feel good. Why? Because the truth is out. The truth has been spoken. The truth is being speak right now, and the Son of God is being glorified, and the earth is spared because we worship and we love Jesus Christ. And those that don't love Jesus Christ, you're going to have a problem because you're going to find out that with it, but I don't have no peace of mind. You know, I don't have no relationship with my own self or with my loved ones because you are rejecting the light. And it's time for us to stop rejecting the light of Jesus Christ and start accepting the glorified light of Jesus Christ.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, baby, he's yes. The way.
Yes.
And there's no other way. Jesus. My brother went on because there's a lot of people that, especially in the Christian world, are saying you do not have to worship Jesus. You try it for yourself. That's the game. I want you to try it for yourself to see how powerful this Jesus is, how much loving he is. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care if you're a drug addict. I don't care if you're a whore. I don't care what you are. You know, try this loving Jesus Christ. You have not sinned enough that you can't come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're a murderer. I don't care who you are. Jesus will forgive all. And if somebody says that's not true, you go to Jesus yourself personally. You pray to him personally within your chambers. Because remember, everybody has that DNA with them. Because everybody, they were cussing Jesus' name, they were swearing Jesus' name, they were glorifying Jesus' name, Jesus Christ. I mean, they do everything. You know why they have to say it? Because Jesus is stamped within their consciousness. It's within their DNA and RNA, like my brother said. It's within their consciousness. They have to say it. You never hear them say Jehovah. You never hear him say Allah even. You never hear him say none of the prophets. You never hear him say Buddha. Jah Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord over Lords. He's the ruler of this planet. That's why he has that name. You know, he's the ruler, especially on planet Earth. This is his kingdom. He built it. He built your body. He put it together. It wasn't Jehovah. It was Jah Jesus.
That's right.
He's the one that did it. And then he's worthy of worship. And then you get that ghost Holy Spirit. Now
yes.
You get that, and this name, Jah Jesus also.
That's right.
Jah Jesus, the yes. Son of God. So you got Jah Jesus, the eternal spirit, the ghost holy, that he gives to you. Once you praise and worship him, then it comes into your body. It's energized energy that energizes you. When it energizes you, a lot of people back in the day used to get saved. Especially the persons, you're not saving to the end. I want to say that.
Right.
Basically, you start on your salvation. You know, you get the ghost holy, and most people, they were on drugs. That's the biggest one. And then all of a sudden, they're not on drugs anymore. You know, you have a free will to go back, but they were pure from the drug scene. They see, it's the ghost holy that goes within each cell, and it just turns it around. And you don't have no desire for it. You can go to all those other kind of meetings and take this and that, but it's nothing like the Ghost Holy. It's free of charge. All you have to do is charge up Jesus and call him onto your conscience, baby, and start praising him and tell him, hey, Jah Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I'm a drug addict. Confess your sins wherever you are. Help me, Jesus. Give me your Holy Ghost and start praising and praising. Pretty soon that energy will come. It will set you free, baby. You want to be free? You'll be free indeed. You won't have the desire for whatever illness you have. If you have an illness, if you have a drug problem, if you have a whoring problem, if whatever problem you have, you will be delivered by that energy, that cosmic energy that energizes you. It purifies your body, and it changes you. It's better than going to some earthly doctor. Remember, only the Holy Ghost can change you. It's the complete cure. Now, you have a choice, too. You have a full choice, free agency that you can always turn back if you want. You know, that's a free. But if you want to go on, then you just keep praising that energy. And then you become fortified. You become so fortified, you become transfigured, and then you can't go backwards.
Right.
Once you transfigure, you're sealed with that eternal
perfect
seal.
Indeed.
You are perfect. And as you are perfect, you're perfect, and then you're a transfigured being. You can't go back to sin. Sin can't touch you. Sin runs away from you. The devil's run away from you.
Amen.
You are a glorified Christ-like being, like Jesus Christ, under his administration. That's where we want to go. That's what Son of God University is about. Like my brother said, you want to live forever. This energy changes your cells. It changes. You have eyesight problems. Like my brother, he's going to be healed because as he keeps praising that the ghost holy, and matter of fact, today he was saying, man, I can see blue. I can see my shirt. I say, glory to God, Jesus. What else you say you can see? You say you can
I saw my face and my beautiful long hair.
He say, I can see my face. And blah, blah, blah. I say, it's not no surprise to me because I know the ghost holy is real. I know because it's been miracles in my life. It's been miracles of life around me. People I've seen have miracles. This ghost holy is the miracle. It is the miracle that you want within you. Remember, you have that seed within you. But as you praise Jesus, you're going to come electrified with all that cosmic energy in you. And that's when you can start turning up the engine, your 440, and you go, boom, I'm ready to roll, baby, because it's energy. Everybody's after energy and a feeling. You want the energy, you take these monster drinks, you take all these drinks, try the Ghost Holy. That will energize you. You want to have energy, wherever you're a football player, wherever you're a basketball player, wherever you're a musician, wherever you are, that Ghost Holy, remember, it's intelligence. It talks to you. Whether you're a bodybuilder, doesn't matter that or a track runner or a triathlonist or a swimmer, sports, it don't have to be sports. Whether you're an inventor, All the inventors have to tap into that energy. Whatever you do, musicians have to tap into that energy. Everybody is using this ghost holy intelligence.
Does it come from Jesus Christ?
It comes from Jesus Christ. The name of the energy is Jah-Jesus. That's the name of the energy. It's called Jah-Jesus. It's a deity. It has a name. It does not walk on the side of you. It's not a person. It's an eternal energy that's everywhere present. It's in every cell. That's what it is. I know a lot of the Christian world don't want to hear it, but yes, it's energy. It's activated. It's intelligence. It's in you. It's all around you. It makes you young. It keeps you young. It keeps you healthy. You have a disease, call on Jah-Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You get the Holy Ghost, that disease can be cured. You want, remember, Jah-Jesus used that ghost holy. He was a healing God. Have you ever heard of any other healing God besides Jah-Jesus? Some other people, but Jah-Jesus was, well, he was major because he had the original Christ energy.
Amen.
He healed many people. It was so many healings, they can't even put it in the book.
He's
major healing. That's showing you that this healing energy can heal any disease you have. Disease, this ease is going to put it right. If you have cancer, you know, cancer is a spiritual unbalancing of the cells. So if you want to be healed by this Christ energy, call on Jah-Jesus. Call on his energy. Call on Jah-Jesus to get the energy, and then you will be baptized and cleansed from all those negative energies. You know, you need that baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you can only get that through Allah Jehovah? No, Jah-Jesus, baby. You can't get that from Jehovah. No, you get it through Jah-Jesus.
What about from Zoroaster?
No.
A fire god?
Yeah, he's a fire god. That's nice. But that's a nice thing. He's a fire god.
Yeah.
But you only can get this through Jah-Jesus.
Osiris?
He was in Egypt, right? Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Only through Jah-Jesus.
Only
Jah-Jesus.
The capital god. Remember, he's Lord over Lord.
Oh, that's right.
King of kings.
King. Yes.
Do you see any other title like that that people have?
No.
Only Jah-Jesus. You know, he has that. Matter of fact, when Moses was on the mountain, he was on the mountain saying, man, who's Jehovah? Who's that behind you?
Right.
Who's that being? He was like sparkling with light dynamite. Oh, that's my son, Jah-Jesus. Oh, wow, this being is something else. I want to know who he is.
Right.
You know, because he was glowing. And you see, this Jah-Jesus is something to reckon with. So the people that want to keep saying that, you know, they want to die and they don't want to believe in Jah-Jesus, that's okay. You have the free will to do what you want. But the people who want, try it for yourself. Don't believe me. Don't believe Son of God University. You don't have to. Try it for yourself because you have to have that personal relationship to try it for yourself. Because without that, you can listen to me all day. Oh, he sounds good. But are you activating the principles of Jah-Jesus?
Right.
That's what counts. That's what's going to take you into the kingdom and be into the kingdom and stay into the kingdom of Jah-Jesus on this earth. Matter of fact, only transfigured beings at the end times is going to be on this planet. Everybody else who wants to die, they're going to die and go to different worlds. That's what they want to do. You have the free will. But this is going to be rain. Jesus is going to come back to transfigured beings. You have to be perfect and transfigured to see this glorious being come down in his glory. So you have to be a transfigured being.
Yes.
So the only transfigured beings is going to be here with Jah-Jesus. Everybody else is not transfigured. They're not going to be here. They cannot take the energy. The energy right now is all kind of volcanoes are starting to go off. They said it was one over there in Darrington, Washington, a new one. And they're rebelling because you know why? People are not praising Jah-Jesus. Once you start praising Jah-Jesus, those volcanoes will calm down.
Where's Darrington, my brother? All over the planet. They wonder, where is that?
That's in Ghost Holy Headquarters.
Is that on Mars?
That's on Mars in Ghost Holy Headquarters, which is in Seattle. People know Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
The state of Washington, the good old USA.
Yes.
Darrington, Washington. They just found out that as Roman started thing, it can blow anytime.
And that's pretty close to your palace when you are in the state.
Yeah, that's pretty close over there.
About 14-some miles away?
Yeah. So, but anyway, the point is that volcanoes started going, and the only reason they're doing it because people are not worshiping Jah Jesus. They're not worshiping Jah Jesus. They're probably doing some other kind of crazy stuff, and they're not worshiping. So what happens? The earth has to cry out and release all the negative vibration. It has
right.
to cry out and release it. So it's not only there, Mount Everest. It's
yes.
another one.
But they had 8,000 people died up that eruption.
And that's heating up
earthquake.
Below. Because they have the monkey god over there. They're worshiping that. They have that. Matter of fact, the people that are the Christian people, they came down from that hill, you know.
Right.
So now it's all people who's doing everything up there. So that's why it's rumbling and doing all that. Because they came down because they was forewarned something's going to happen. See, when you enjoy Jesus, you are protected. You're protected because there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places. It's going to be volcanoes going off. Weather changes are going to be major. But when you enjoy Jesus, you know where to go. You have the peace of mind. Jah Jesus will tell you, hey, the inner voice, the still small
right.
voice within you. He will say, hey, go this way. Do this. Move here. Go here. Go this way. It'll tell you what to do. Without Jah Jesus, the eternal energy, you are lost. You have no power. You have no voice to reckon with. You have nothing to guide you. You need this eternal energy, Jah Jesus. Everybody, just like a man and his wife, they need it. We're going to get into that next time as far as, you
right.
know, the husband. The husband is the head.
That's right.
He is the God of the planet. You know, I know in America, a lot of women try to say, well, I'm a root of this. No, the man is the God of the planet. He's the ruler. He was the first one here. Remember, the woman came out of his womb. That's how the first experiment with Jehovah
right.
came out. So he is the head. He named all the animals. He did everything. He worked first. You know, he is the head. He is the head of the family. He is the guy. I'm not talking about domineering. He is a loving being guided with the love of Jah Jesus. He guides the family. He guides his wife. You know, he is the head of the family. That's major because without the family, the nation is going to fall. You know, you got to have, when you have some women say, well, I'm the head, I'm do this. No, 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 no. That's not even scripture. No, no. It's never been, it never will be. God's the same yesterday and forevermore.
That's
it's
right.
not, his principles range. We as humans say, well, we can do this. You know, remember, the man is the life giver. When he makes love to his wife, his sperm, he's giving her the baby.
That's right.
The baby is, she's like incubating the baby through her body is nurturing. He's the life giver. So the name, the last name should be the male. It's not, why would it be the female? No, he's the God. So the name would be the male. The male, he carries the name. He's the head of the household. He, males, you have a major, major job.
That's
it's
right.
major.
Yes.
You can't sit around and think, oh, she's going to do it. No, no, no. You are major in this place. You know, major, major, major. You're the guy. You're the guy of the family. You're the head of the family. You are the gods of the earth. It's the male, not the female. The male is the God. And he rules with through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the head. He's the head of the earth. And you rule through him. You guide your family. You guide your wife. You are the guy. That has to be established. That is major in the family. And without that, you will fall, you know. And that's just it. There's nothing else to say about that. You're going to get questions on that. That's what it is. There's no ands about it, you know. The male has the last name. I know some women have their last name and this and that. That's not right in Jah Jesus' kingdom. Yes, my brother.
Yes, sweetheart. I like that because the scripture says the head of a man is Christ.
Right.
And the head of Christ, Jesus, is God.
Uh-huh.
And the head of woman is man.
Sure.
Is it true that women are the slaves of the gods, or can women become goddesses by humbling submission to Jesus Christ and working as a helpmeet with her husband?
Yes, they can. That's great. And tell them it's not a help me, it's a help me. And explain that, my loving brother.
Yes, a help me, the canon. A help me is one who, the female, she works with her husband, and she helps him out. She blesses him. She serves him, not in a slavery way, but in a humble, working in unity way. And we'll talk more because our time is up right now, and we glorify Jesus Christ. But it's like a help me is one who works alongside her husband, helps him out. Jermaine Jackson has a good example of that. His wife, she works with him, even ties his shoes. You know, speaking of, in India, a lot of women are very workable, very humble. And like I say, it's not a slavery deal. Like people say, well, you know, women are down in the Middle East. No, no, no. And maybe in some religions, but in true culture and true divinity, under Jesus Christ administration, the women is great when they work with men in Jesus' name under the Jesus Christ administration. Women are great beings as they work in unity and not argue their husbands down, but they're working in a peaceful, glorious humility way.
And that can only be by the Holy Ghost holy.
That's it.
Because when you have the Ghost holy, you know, and you'll be happy to do that.
Right.
You know you're doing service, because when you're doing service to your man and helping him, you'll do service to Jesus.
That's it. Well, sweetheart, we thank you. The canon, glory to Jesus. We're out of here. We praise Jesus Christ. We pray that everybody would humble themselves and come to Jesus and just worship Jesus and get excited in Jesus Christ and magnify and lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that wants, like I said earlier, my brother, we were talking, if you have any problem, nothing is impossible for Jesus. No one is to be inferior looked upon. You are not inferior. You are a magnanimous race of people on the earth. And if you would just humble yourself and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I guarantee you shall be saved. You know, reach out now and ask Jesus. For example, oh, sweet Jesus Christ, loving Son of the Father, thank you, sweetheart, for forgiving me for all my sins. I confess everything I have done. Grant me the strength to overcome. And thank you that I shall be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Until the next time, May 31st, we will see you and hear from you again. And we will just keep on worshiping God Jesus.
God Jesus, baby. We're out of here. Peace.